Good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeff Goldberg from Mendix, and I'm really excited to be talking to Jacob Schillinger today. He's a business consulting manager at Siemens PLM Software. Jacob, how are you?
Hi, Jeff. I'm very fine. Thanks for the introduction.
Excellent, excellent. So I want to jump right into the questions here. So tell us about your professional background. I mean, do you have any prior programming experience?
Well, my working contract says that I'm a business consulting manager at Siemens Industry Software in Germany. I call it being a jack of all trades. So I deal somewhat with software. I deal with manufacturing processes, with software implementation strategies. And yeah, it's a very mixed bag of things I do. My professional background is I studied mechanical engineering and industrial engineering back in the days, but I always had a big affinity towards digitalization. Playing 3D shooter games brought me into engineering. I was more into 3D level building back in the days, so I like CAD software. Then engineering was a good match to that when I quit school. And during university, I decided that I always wanted to stick close to digitalization. And after being at university, I spent like 10 years in a professional service role. Since I have quite a big love and knack for storytelling games, I moved into a pre-sales role that let me deliver more of that during my daily business. And I have actually some coding experience, so I can write process-oriented code fragments, but I'm not a real programmer. If people who learned informatics start talking, I'm basically out of the conversation after like 30 seconds. And I actually never really managed to write or deploy a desktop app. I always failed with that. That was too complex for me. I think the only thing I ever wrote, the only complete piece of software was a desktop application that would create a message box every few minutes that would tell my wife how much I love her. But that was a very big success. That was the only piece of desktop application I ever wrote.
Excellent. So that must have been one of the problems that you were trying to solve with development. Tell me about some of the things in your work experience that made you realize that, you know, getting into development or at least working with people that could code, you know, to help you solve your problems.
Well, in my daily business, I deal with value propositions quite a lot, with software implementation strategies, with software landscapes, and when delivering propositions like that to an audience, it's, in my opinion, it makes those propositions much more tangible if you connect them to a technical foundation. And I frequently use my background, my experience as a professional service guy, where I was doing some coding in fragments to deliver this foundation. But the world is changing, and intelligent assistants, mobile intelligent assistants will get more important in our daily business. So being able to develop stuff like that is going to be more important to me as well.
Yeah. So how did you discover low code?
Well, low coding is something I discovered in the start of the year. Actually, I was searching for a programming environment to teach coding to children and to youngsters. Beside work, I'm a voluntary martial arts teacher, and in our club we have many kids and youngsters, and I constantly step on the nerves that they have to learn some coding because it will pay back in the later career, no matter what they actually do, because it's going to be much more digitalized. And actually, some of them tried that and tried to get into coding. And they just failed when being confronted with Java or C++ IDEs. And then I started looking for alternatives, especially since my son is now growing into an age where I want to teach him stuff. And I stumbled over low coding. And I also remember, it must have been January or February this year, that when I discovered low coding, that I thought that I need something like this for work.
Very cool. And so what was your initial reaction when you started using Mendix?
Actually, on the day when the procurement between Mendix and Siemens was declared, it felt a little bit like Christmas and Easter on one day, because it was only a few weeks after I found out about low coding at all. And I was pretty excited to have Mendix on board in the Siemens family, because in my opinion it changes Siemens industry software quite a lot from being a engineering software company to being a software technology company. And so I signed up with a free Mendix account, and actually 30 minutes later, after the basic tutorial, I had my first app deployed, and I was getting really excited and started to get on David Eaton's nerves. He's the manager of the academy part of Mendix. And I was trying to talk him into letting me join a rapid developer course as soon as possible. And I think maybe 2 hours after the procurement and annunciation, David had other stuff to do, so he pointed me to the Rapid Developer online course, and I started with that.
That's cool. So what was the first problem you solved with Mendix? Was there a specific app or a project that you or a use case that you thought of that you were like, I'm going to do this with Mendix?
Well, yeah, actually, there is a program in the Siemens industry software landscape, which is called Preactor. It's a tool for advanced planning and scheduling. It lets you plan usage of your resources in an efficient way. And it also creates small little overviews and dashboards on how resources are used. And I think nearly every single time I showcase what Preactor can do, I get the question, can I view that on my mobile phone while I am on vacation? That's something some production manager always asks. And so the first thing I wanted to solve was to have a mobile app that lets you see how resources are gonna be utilized in a factory over the next few weeks. And after having some basic training in Mendix, I started working on that, and it didn't even take me more than an hour to create that app, and that made me pretty excited. And then I started showing off what I had done concerning the connection between Mendix and Preactor on LinkedIn, and I got a pretty intense feedback from the LinkedIn community. So I'm pretty sure that other people share my feelings about the Mendix acquisition by Siemens.
Awesome. So a two-part question here. How has Mendix changed the way you work, and how has that created new opportunities for you in your career?
Well, beside that, I get quite some attention because of the stuff I share channels like in LinkedIn of what Mendix can do. I get some attention for that. I'm no well known at Siemens Industry Software Germany that I'm the guy who's going to try you to talk you into to give Mendix a try. Other than that, it hasn't changed that much so far, but I think that Mendix will get a more important part in my business life over the near future, just because Siemens is going to be at the vanguard of major changes to how we are interacting with IT. For example, microservices are going to replace monolithic IT infrastructures. Stuff like artificial intelligence, MindSphere, the digital twin will just change how we deal with complex challenges, and it will change that from the ground up. Maybe it's a bit bold to say, but you could imagine that, yeah, the internet is basically just a data communication and data storage layer for digitalized world. Sorry, hard word for a native German. For digitalized worlds that's going to hit us in the near future. And I think Mendix will be Siemens' very accessible answer or way to interact with this great new world. And this is definitely gonna have an impact on my work and also on my career, on my life, on the life of my friends, on the lives of my family. And it will basically it will change how people around the globe will interact with Siemens Industry Software Solutions. And that's why I'm so excited about getting on board with Mendix and doing stuff with it.
That's awesome. Really, really love your passion and enthusiasm. So is there anything else that you'd like to share that I haven't covered in the questions? I mean, you just gave a pretty good summation of where you think low-code and Mendix specifically is going to help change lives, but is there anything else you'd like to share?
Well, since I have people listening to me anyway, give Mendix a try. It's really easy to start with it. I can recommend the online training courses. It's they are best in class. I think I've never seen such awesome online training materials. Normally I shy away from online trainings because they don't let me pick my pace and they don't go very much into detail. The Mendix stuff is different. And the way Mendix interacts with the community and rewards you for interacting with other Mendix users is also a great way to do it. So give it a try, it's free, and see what's coming next.
Cool. Jacob, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. And can't wait to see what you build in the future with Mendix.